morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the financial year 2010 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Shen Guopin, CEO, Mr. Henry Chen, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to participate in our call this morning. We appreciate the chance to share our financial results for the full year 2010 with you, as well as talk about some new products and application solutions that we've begun to develop for the year 2011, and look a little bit as to where we see the business going in the future. For those online who are new to the company, I'll give a quick overview of sort of the basics of the company just to catch everyone up. Our CFO, Henry Chen, will then go over the full year financial results as well as talk about two other news items we released today, which are the recommendation of a dividend and the initiation of a share buyback program. And then finally, our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, will talk about the new products that we've released thus far, what else we have in the pipeline, and what we've seen so far in the business this year. If you begin on page 2 of the presentation that was circulated before the call, you see a quick overview of the company, which is founded in 2002. We've been listed since 2009 on the Prime Standard of the Frankfurt Exchange. We're still a relatively small company. We did a revenue of 100 million euro this year with only 191 employees. And as the company has grown, we started out with basically a single product business model, the wireless data cards. But as we've gone through the process and continue the process of diversifying, we now break our products into three categories, the wireless data connectivity terminals, mobile intelligent terminals, which would include products such as the tablet PC we intend to release in the second half of this year, and mobile application services. Again, wireless connectivity is a major point of emphasis for us. We have technology development licenses for all three of the technology standards currently in use in China by the three main operators. That means the TD standard for China Mobile, the WCDMA standard for China Unicom, and the EVDO standard for China Telecom. If you look to page 3, you see a little bit more of a breakdown of the products we offer. On top, you see the wireless data cards, which again cover all three of the technology standards in China. We also offer 3G wireless routers, e-readers, and most recently we've started offering a new product called PC-to-TV, which is a wireless connectivity terminal that through a wireless connection can connect the laptop PC device to the television, displaying content on the HDTV screen, and even allows the user to display, for example, a video on the TV screen while also operating other programs simultaneously on the computer. That has been on the market for about a month right now. On the following page, you see our sales and distribution channels. We use the same sales and distribution channels for all of our product groups and all of our products, the only difference being that certain products are skewed more heavily to one as opposed to the other. We have very strong, long-standing cooperation with China Unicom, China Telecom, and China Mobile, and particularly for our wireless data connectivity terminals, especially wireless data cards and 3G wireless routers. Our sales directly to the three telecom operators comprise the majority of those products. Retailers and distributors also sell a large number of our wireless data connectivity products and also a greater proportion of our e-readers. These are retailers that specialize in electronics products with a nationwide sales network. They also sell, for example, laptop PCs, televisions, music speakers, so it's logical that we can sell our products through their distribution as well. And then finally, business clients, which our CEO will discuss in a little bit more details. This is a relatively new area into which we're moving that essentially entails putting together an application and hardware solution tailored to specific industries and then selling it directly to companies in a B2B sales model. With that, if we move to page 5 of the presentation that was circulated, our CFO, Henry Chen, will continue with the full year results that we were able to realize for 2010.
Yeah, thank you. Year 2010 was another solid perform year. The sales volume of wireless data card increased by 49% from year 2009. Stimulated by the sales volume, the revenue amounted to 101 million euro in year 2010, which implied a year-to-year increase of about 50%. The gross profit amounted to 37 million euro in 2010, an increase of 65% from year 2009. EBIT amounted to 29 million euro, representing an increase of 50% from year 2009. Net profit reached 22 million euro in year 2010, an increase by 33% compared with 16.5 million euro for year 2009. The net profit margin slightly decreased from 24% in year 2009 to 22% in year 2010, which showed the impact, negative impact of exchange rate of euro against RMB in the first half of year 2010. The balance sheet is enhanced by the operating development. The total assets increased from 109 million euro at the end of last year, at the end of year 2009, to 145 million at the end of year 2010, or 32% increase. Total equity accounted for 89% of the total assets at the end of year 2010. And today we also announced two new programs. One is the shares buyback plan. So in this year 2010 annual general meeting, we will propose that company will repurchase up to 1 million shares, will be initiated on 26 April 2011, and will continue until 26 April year 2012. The shares will be used to strengthen the company's balance sheet for future potential acquisitions or as share option offering to key employees. Another program is the dividend. WeChat will issue a dividend of 15% of year 2010 group consolidated net profit to shareholders in year 2011. This amounts to about euro 0.21 per share.
And just to add one more sentence to clarify, because I think it might have been a little bit unclear in the release, the way it was written. We have the authorization to purchase up to 10% of the total share capital, which is 1,598,000 shares. However, the program that we are initiating now is only for up to 1 million shares. So we're not using the entire authorization of 10% of the total share capital, but rather just over 6%, which is a program to buy back 1 million shares that will go over the course of a year. If you go one page ahead now to page 7, I will turn it over to our CEO, Chen Guoping, who will take us through a little bit of the outlook and then continue with other business developments. Chen Zong, 您从第七页开始吧。
Okay. 早上好，各位股东以及我们的合作伙伴。
Good morning to our esteemed shareholders and investors, analysts. Thank you all for tuning into the call.
我很高兴，我为各位我们的这个合作伙伴以及投资者做一些我们的展望和我们一部分的报告。
Very happy to present to you what we see happening in the business this morning.
第一个，我想确认呢，这个今年2011年的我们的业绩指引。
The first item this morning is to confirm the guidance that we have issued for the full year
2010。我们2011年的这个，根据我们目前的经营的状况，我们觉得我们的最低的收入应该在7500万，最好的可以超过1亿欧元。
Given what we currently see in our operations and with what visibility we have for the year, We expect to realize a revenue between 75 million euro and 100 million euro for the year 2011.
总体来讲，中国的 3G 的发展，总体的终端数量是往上增长的。
And if you look at the overall trends in the 3G market, it is becoming a more diversified market, but the market itself continues to show strong growth.
无线数据模块会增长，还有 3G 路由器以及我们的平板电脑会增长，所以说数据感会有一定比例的下降，与预期我们想法是一样的。
And as the market continues to become more diverse in what is a growing overall market,there is still slightly decreasing proportions of various products as market share becomes divided among quite a few different products all fighting for space in the same market.
我来说一下中国联通的 WTDMA HSPA 加今年5月17号将要上用，这也是给我们网讯带来销售增加数据卡的一个好机会。
As we continue to add new products to the portfolio in this increasingly diversified marketplace, we will continue to be an important supplier of wireless data cards as we have been in the past to all three telecom operators, including China Unicom, one of our strongest clients, who will begin purchasing HSPA Plus products later in the year. That includes both routers and data cards.
所以说为什么我们在今年下半年我们的销售量应该会有更好的表现。
So we expect in 2011 to, as we have in the past, see stronger results as the year moves on as opposed to earlier in the year.
第二个部分，我们为了我们未来长期可持续的发展，我们2011年，其实我们2010年年底就开始做了新的业务的增加。在我们现在的上半年4月份已经明显有成效了。
And in order to position ourselves for better long-term growth, we began a process of planning, evaluation, research, and development of new products at the end of 2010 that has continued this year, the initial stages of which you've already seen with the introduction of e-reader, PC-to-TV, and other products.
最后我们会增加两个部分，第一个我们叫做智能终端，就是 PAD 七寸的 PAD 和十寸的 PAD， 我们主要用于在我们的这个行业应用，比如说我们微软的保险的应用和我们的烟草应用。
A major key to this in the future with products that will be released in the second half of the year, including both the 7-inch and 10-inch tablet PCis the second product group we mentioned in the beginning, the mobile intelligent terminals, of which a tablet PC is an important part. We expect to release these, the 7-inch and 10-inch product in the second half of the year, including some variants designed specifically for industry clients.
我们 Pad 的应用，我们的软件已经完全做好了，应该在今年的6月份可以得到中国顶级的保险公司的技术测试。
One program in particular that we're working on is directed particularly at the insurance industry. What that entails is a software application that we're developing ourselves for the sales agents of the insurance companies in the field to allow them to calculate and formulate a policy on the spot while continuously being connected to their company's central database, eliminating the need for them to go to and from the office.
我们估计会在今年的9月份和10月份开始实现销售收入。
And towards the end of the year, we expect to realize our first sales in the industry-specific or business client field.
第二个部分，微软这个我们已经去年十月份开始建了一个微软安卓的应用平台。
这第九页是吗？
对，第九页。
If you turn to page 9, sorry, we already were on page 9, I forgot to mention it. The first, the tablet PC our CEO just mentioned. The second part you see is the Vision Android mobile application platform.
我们规划的时候，我们做一个因为大家都知道 App Store 这个苹果的在中国市场占有率很大，但是由于技术的封闭，安卓在中国得到迅速的发展。
As everyone is very well aware, the top app store in the world, of course, is still Apple's, but however, given that it's a closed system, the Android platform, particularly within China, has seen extremely rapid growth.
今年到中国今年年底 3G 的终端会有 1.5亿万部。
Okay. By the end of the year, nationwide in China, there will be 150 million 3G mobile devices in the market, including smartphones, including pads and other devices.
这里面苹果有 3000万部, 还有其他的系统, 安卓系统占到了 7000万部左右。
Okay. Of which Android is expected to occupy approximately, or Android-based devices are expected to occupy about a third to 40% of this market.
我们有两项很重要的业务，一个我们代理是从其他国家就代理到中国来的APP， 另外一个我们有中国的APP带到其他国家去。
This will be a more internationalized aspect of our business than the hardware sales in the past have been, as we will look for quality applications outside of China, perform localization, introduce them to the Chinese market, as well as find quality applications within China, adapt them to overseas markets, and coordinate with application distributors outside of China.
我们为什么建立一个微视豆，微视豆是除了中国电信运营商一样级别的这个有整个计费系统的视豆。
In addition to coordinating with other stores, such as the mobile app stores that are operated by the telecom operators themselves, Vision will establish its own store called the V-Store, which will be a marketplace for applications on its own.
因为中国有两个，一个是中国运营商特定的手机，他们嵌入运营商的视豆，部分是外面是不是特定的运营商里面的，我们就是嵌上微软的视豆。
Another aspect of the Android application business will be working with the device manufacturers. There are a lot of devices that are customized by the operators, which would mean that the operator stores are embedded in those devices. However, those that aren't leave the opportunity for us to sign contracts with device manufacturers to have our V-Store as the default store for that device.
我们希望在未来两年之内会拥有1000万到2000万的用户。 我们今年4月份已经开始 测试，6月份开始有收入。
And we hope to build up a user base of our own for the V-Store over the course of this year and into the next 2 years, including beginning in June when we expect the V-Store to come fully online. Therefore, with Android, it's good to look at it as having both a component of us operate our own app store, but also working as a supplier and partner of other application stores, both with China's telecom operators and elsewhere outside of China.
总的来讲，我们业务有三个部分，一个是原来部分的无线数据业务，第二个是无线智能终端，第三个是应用软件安卓的视豆。
And if you, again, just to recap, as we go forward in the future, it's helpful to look at our business as being divided into three categories, the first being wireless data connectivity, the second being wireless intelligent terminals, and then the third being application services, mobile application services. Sorry.
所以说，由此可以看出，我们已经做好充分的进入移动互联网的硬件和软件的准备。
Therefore, or the reason for which we are positioning the company in this way is to be able to be active in both the hardware and software spaces, or and application spaces within China's large 3G market.
Okay, 我们看看第10页。 我们中国移动互联网的发展的情况。
If you turn to page 10, we'll go over a few market statistics.
总的来讲，我们这个数字，工信部的报告，我们每一年都会有 在这么基础这么大的数据上，我们每一年都有 10%以上的增加。
You can see that not only has China reached a total number of 457 million internet users at the end of 2010, but it still represents a very low penetration rate, and we see continued growth in the market going forward. On page 11, within the mobile internet space, you see a study breaking down projections of what we expect for the various devices within the mobile internet. From this you can see that the product group for which the best and strongest development is expected is a tablet PC, one of the reasons for which we're moving into this area. And if you turn to the final page, page 12, you see the reason that we are targeting, in addition to selling through the operators and elsewhere, we are targeting the corporate clients is because it's expected to exhibit strong growth in the corporate sphere for the use of tablet PCs in the workplace. And as it becomes, as the hardware becomes more affordable for consumers in China, and as the services or the network usage provided by the operators becomes more affordable, it will provide not only opportunities for hardware sales, but also for the sales of the mobile applications as the market becomes larger and larger with more devices in circulation. This is what we currently see as far as market opportunity and an extremely basic plan of how we attempt to attack it. In the second half of the year, particularly once we have released the first versions of our 7-inch and 10-inch tablet PC and have begun to realize sales both to the telecom operators and through corporate or business industry-specific sector clients, we'll look to, first of all, provide consistent information to the markets as far as progress in these spheres, including also the on-dual mobile applications business progress, and also be in Europe to meet directly with investors and keep the investment community fully informed on our progress. That concludes the presentation of the CEO. So we thank you, and we welcome any and all questions that you have.